County,
Cartmel,
Lonsdale,
Bolland,
Burness,
File,
Grisdale,
Kendal,
Graduate,
the UK, Europe, and the world.
Live across Lancaster University, this is Bailrig FM News.
87.7 Bailrig FM. Your campus radio
station. The week's top stories.
Northern Ireland Assembly in crisis. Austria in conflict with EU. Students fail to pay £3 million tuition fees. And a crackdown on number of pubs and clubs in Lancaster. With Bailrig FM World and National News Stories in brief, I'm Nicola Jones. The Northern Ireland Assembly has been plunged into crisis this past week, with Northern Ireland Secretary Peter Mandelson threatening that the Assembly would be suspended and direct rule from Westminster be restored as the decommissioning process did not commence in the next few days, before the legislation required to suspend the Assembly had been passed. With criticisms of the plans to suspend the Assembly coming from both Deputy First Minister Seamus Mallon and Sinn Féin, the following days will prove crucial in determining the future of a self-governing Northern Ireland. Austria is on a collision course with the other 14 European Union members, with its newly established coalition government, which compromises Jörg Haider's far-right Freedom Party. Mr. Haider's party is known to be anti-Semitic and anti-foreigner, and Mr. Haider is best known for remarks playing down the crimes of the Nazis. Austria faces diplomatic sanctions from EU member states and the removal of its Israel ambassador. However, Mr. Haider has attempted to appease critics by acknowledging Austria's crimes during the Second World War. Chechen rebels performed an organized retreat from the Chechen capital Grozny this past week, marking a success in the Russian army's battle to take the city. However, with the rebels now establishing themselves in the mountains of southern Chechnya, it seems likely that a swift victory by Russian forces has been ruled out and that a new period of guerrilla warfare is underway. Despite modest army figures, Russian casualties from the conflict are thought to number in the tens of thousands. Students failed to pay £3 million in tuition fees last year, so found a survey from the Committee of Vice-Chancellors and Principals. Out of an expected total of £150 million of tuition fees, £146.5 million has been paid for the 1998-1999 academic year. Universities are calling this a success, however, as it represents a collection of 97% of tuition fees. This comes despite widespread protests and demonstrations over the fees by students since their introduction. For the second year in succession, admissions to universities and colleges in the UK are down by 1.8%, according to figures released by UCAS last week. Last year did see the number of under-21s applying rise by 0.4%. However, this year's figures were down in all age brackets, with admissions for under-21s falling by 1.5%. The greatest drop in admissions this year were in students aged over 25, which saw a significant 5.4% decline. The figures will heighten concerns over the negative impact of tuition fees on students wishing to study in higher education. And black box flight recorders have been recovered from the sites of two plane crashes which occurred this past week. A Kenyan Airways A310 crashed over Ivory Coast on Sunday evening, killing 169, while 88 died when an Alaskan Airlines jet crashed off the Californian coast on Monday. The flight recorders should allow crash investigators to piece together the final moment of the stricken aircraft.
Bailrig 87.7 FM.
Lancaster University's flag is once more at half-mast today, following the death of one of its students on Sunday morning. Vicky Terrell, press officer for the university, explains how the tragedy occurred.
Unfortunately, we got a phone call in the early hours of Sunday morning saying that there'd been a tragic accident where a third-year student called Sami Janaka had apparently jumped from an O-floor of Boland Tower. The police were informed and Sami was pronounced dead on arrival.
Yeah. And what student support services have been provided for the friends?
Well, obviously the immediate friends of Sami were very upset, and there were also a number of witnesses in the kitchen, and the entire Boland College knew Sami very well. He was an ex-vice president of the JCR and was very popular. Boland Tower principal came and talked to the students, and students got together, and student support services such as counselling and other facilities like that are always on offer for people who want to talk.
Mm-hmm. And what about his family?
The last thing that I heard was that Interpol had contacted his family, and the university was trying very hard to get in touch with them, to talk to them. And some Finnish students were offering their services as interpreters. And the last thing we heard was that the Sami's parents were on their way over to the university.
A vigil was held in remembrance of KJ in the Chaplaincy Centre, and a one-minute silence was held in the classes that KJ would normally have attended.
87.7 Bale Rig FM.
Bale Rig FM News.
I'm Sarah Jones, and this is Bale Rig Local and Campus News. Police are cracking down on the number of new pubs and clubs that are opening in the centre of Lancaster. All applications to magistrates for new drinks licences will be routinely opposed in the future. Attempts to get longer hours at existing pubs and clubs will meet the same fate. The move has been linked to a crackdown on alcohol-related violence and crime in city streets. Policing of well-known trouble spots like the areas around fast food takeaways will also be stepped up. Students from the university gained a local MP's support last night after they staged a protest outside Lancaster Town Hall on Monday night. The protest was aimed at the abolition of what is known as Clause 28 of the Local Government Act of 1988, which prohibits education authorities from giving information which could be seen as promoting homosexuality. Local MP Hilton Dawson wrote a letter to the students saying that he will support the abolition of the clause when it comes before the House of Commons. Morecambe Bay Health Authority has spoken out this week to calm fears about local GPs after the Dr. Shipman conviction this week. Local GP Dr. David Napper, clinical governance lead for Lancaster's primary care group, stated that there are schemes in place to monitor the medical system in Lancaster. This is a move by the authority to make sure that patients maintain their faith in Lancaster's health service.
Bale Rig 87.7 FM.
And now with all the latest sports news, here's Bale Rig FM sport correspondent Martin O'Boyle.
The first games in the Six Nations take place tomorrow as England play Ireland, Wales take on France, and newcomers to the tournament Italy face Scotland and Rome. With a preview of the competition, here's Nicola Jones.
The inclusion of Italy means the year 2000 marks the start of a new era for European rugby as the Five Nations become six. The Italians have been pressing for inclusion for over a decade now, and while their place at the top table was inevitable, for many it comes 5 years too late. Whatever the merits of that argument, there is no dispute that the arrival of a new country adds extra spice to a tournament that over the years has always been one of the most eagerly awaited on the sporting calendar. Fittingly, the tournament left the 20th century offering proof that the magic still remains intact. Scotland running out surprised and in many quarters unconsidered winners. So for the year 2000, five become six, but the sense of anticipation for the tournament remains great. It has provided so many strong memories over the last 117 years. Heroes have emerged from all competing countries, and every sports fan has a favourite game to look back on as the new season approaches.
England face South Africa in East London as the group stage of the triangular competition, which also involves Zimbabwe, draws to its conclusion. All teams currently lie equal on 4 points, which means that if England can win today's match, they will almost certainly take place in the final on February the 12th. Booster news now, and there was mixed results for our sporting sides this week as the competition entered its knockout stage. The women's rugby team faced a long trip to Aberdeen and were hammered 45-5 as a result. The women's squash and winter tennis teams were whitewashed by the Warwick and Durham teams respectively, and all of the football sides suffered defeat. There was brighter news, however, as the badminton team won a hard-fought 5-4 victory at the University of Central England. The netball team trounced Hull 61-16, and the male winter tennis squad overcame De Montfort 6-0. Locally, Lancaster City have been busy in the transfer market this week, as three new players were unveiled to the Giant Axe faithful. Two former Oldham players, Lee Clitheroe and Patrick Johnston, have joined the club after impressing manager Tony Hesketh during trial periods. The signing of ex-Newcastle United striker David Etock on non-contract terms was the most surprising, as the 23-year-old striker only signed for conference side Northwich Victoria in December. Etock will almost certainly go into the side to face Whitby away on Saturday at the expense of Chris Ward, whose form has dipped since he exploded onto the non-league scene in October. That's all your sport for now. I'm Martin O'Boyle at the Bale Rig FM Sports Desk.
Bale Rig 87.7 FM. Bale Rig FM.
The week's top stories.
Northern Ireland Assembly in crisis. Austria in conflict with EU. Students fail to pay £3 million tuition fees and a crackdown on a number of pubs and clubs in Lancaster.
Balrog FM News is produced and presented by the Balrog FM News team. Next scheduled update is on top of the hour.
87.7 Balrog FM.